Let's get all the way forward, please, folks. Filling in both sides of the boat for Val.
Folks, I'm Jared. I'll be your captain and storyteller today. I ask that you please remain seated all the way back in your seats with your hands, arms, and fingers inside the boat at all times. Now, folks, everything inside Storybook Land is a miniaturized version of Walt Disney's classic movie scenes. Everything, of course, miniaturized except for that one really big thing straight in front of us. That, of course, Monstro the Whale, who's going to swallow us whole. But don't worry, folks, there's nothing to fear. Monstro's the very same whale that swallowed Geppetto and Pinocchio. And luckily for us, Pinocchio was in here just a little earlier today. Created a fire so big and so smoky that it caused Monstro to sneeze so big and so hard that he blew his very own tail right off, making Monstro only half the whale he used to be. Now, coming up on the left-hand side, we have the cave of the big, bad wolf, who's never up to any good as he tries to huff and puff his way across the canal to get to the houses of the three little pigs. The first house made of straw, the second one made of sticks, and the third, of course, made of 100% wolf-proof bricks. Now, as we come through the tunnel on the left-hand side, we have the quaint English village where Alice grew up. She could often be seen daydreaming on the dock until one day she followed the white rabbit down the cobblestone path and into the rabbit hole, where she fell down, down, down into Wonderland, where things kept getting curiouser and curiouser. Now, to the right-hand side, in the center of the canal, we have London Park, where Michael, John, and Wendy Darling flew over with Tinkerbell and Peter Pan with the help of a little bit of pixie dust and a few good thoughts on their way to Neverland, where they never, ever had to grow up. Straight ahead, we have the majestic city of Agrabah. At the top, the Sultan's Palace. Near the bottom, the very busy marketplace where Aladdin first met Princess Jasmine. Now, as we all know, Aladdin was considered to be a thief. But the only thing Aladdin ever really stole was Princess Jasmine's heart. We're now passing beneath the twinkling rose-covered archways where Aladdin and Jasmine took their very first magic carpet ride over, sideways, and under into a whole new world. Now mind your hands and fingers, folks, as we enter the Cave of Wonders. This, of course, the very same cave where Aladdin and Abu found one treasure more precious than the rest, the magic lamp, which contained the genie granting Aladdin three magical wishes. Now, to the right-hand side, we have the cottage of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and just past the cottage, a little up the hill, the jewel mine where Duck, Dopey, Sleepy, Sneezy, Happy, Bashful, and Grumpy can still be heard whistling while they work. To the left, to the Blue Roof Chateau, where Cinderella grew up with her wicked stepmother and two evil stepsisters. But now, of course, she's moved to the top of the hill, where she lives in that pink and gold castle with Prince Charming, living happily ever after. And about halfway up the hill on that little stone bridge, Cinderella's carriage has turned back into a pumpkin as the clock at the top of the tower strikes midnight. No, Now to the left-hand side, we have our giant patchwork quilt. This is one of our most unusual flower displays in all of Disneyland, comprised of over 20 different desert flowers. Now, in case you're wondering, folks, all of our plants, trees, and flowers inside Storybook Land are 100% real, known to grow only about 1 inch per year, thanks to a magical process known only to Tinkerbell, a few of her fairy friends, and a few very special Disneyland gardeners. Now, as we come through the tunnel on the left-hand side near the water's edge is the house of modest Mr. Mole. Mr. Mole, of course, the caretaker for Mr. Toad, who lives in that much bigger, much prouder mansion up on the hill. But it doesn't look like their home right now. They're probably off on a wild ride to nowhere in particular. To the left, the three Dutch-inspired windmills. The middle one, of course, the old mill, which housed the animals during a severe winter storm. And just ahead, beneath those snow-covered mountains, the village where Geppetto and Pinocchio live. The shop down near the water's edge where Geppetto first carved Pinocchio with the help of a wish upon a star, the Blue Fairy, and Jiminy Cricket. Pinocchio became a real live boy. Now, as we come through the tunnel on the right-hand side, we have the ship of Prince Eric and the beach where Ariel took her very first steps on land after saving Prince Eric from the storm. And if you look to your left through the water, you might be able to catch a glimpse of King Triton's castle where Ariel grew up with her friends Sebastian and Flounder. Now, like every storybook, folks, it looks like we have come to an end. I ask that you please remain seated with your hands, arms, and fingers inside the boat, and please stay seated till I count to the magical number of three. When I count to three, I want everyone to stand up together towards the center of the boat, just so we remain balanced, because we wouldn't want anyone to go for a swim under the sea.
Watch your hands, arms, and fingers along the dock, folks, on the count of three. One, two, three. Everybody stand up together. Go to the left-hand side, please, folks, towards the waterfall, but not through it, please. Enjoy the rest of your day. Big step.
There you go.
To your left, please, folks.
Right down that way, folks. Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.
Enjoy the rest of your day, folks.